Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro, Kathy Watson. Well, did we have summer or not? I think, darlings, we had about 1 week of summer, intermittent, a day here, a day there, in the 80s or the 90s. Now, I'm looking at a window that popped up. If I'm using Blog Talk Radio Hi-Fi service, make sure you re-upload your audio files. I have no idea what that means. So I was distracted for a moment. Let me be sure that re-upload your audio files. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I got that down. Okay, darlings, how happy are you? I know today's show is marriage versus relationships, how to make a good marriage a great one. I know I really want to say how to make a life a great one. You know we create our lives. No one but you. Every choice that you have ever made, you did it. Pick up the mirror. Look in the mirror and say hello to the creator of your life, the Michelangelo, the artist. Shakespeare said the world is a stage and we're all actors and actresses. How's your life going? Come on, weigh in, call in. 347-637-3789. Just how happy are you? Are you a joy to live with? Or are you a member of TNT, toxic, negative thinking? Do you always have to be right? Do you and your spouse, significant other, talk about upsets? What do you do together on a daily basis? Do you date? Do you keep outside interests? Do you vow to remain married until the end of time? Let me tell you, in my experience, you know, I've traveled all over the world. I've been with most ethnicities. And you're all suffering from the same malady. You know, there are three reasons for an upset. Thwarted intention, unfulfilled expectations, and undelivered communications. Do you talk? Do you ever talk? Do you ever say, time out, let's sit down, I have to talk to you. I have to find out why you reacted the way you did the other night when we were at a party. I need to know what's going on in your brain because, you see, I'm not a mind reader. Now, you both have to take responsibility for the upset. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Two callers. Let's see what this is all about. And I do hope it's related to the topic today. Let's see what we have. Mićmo vidit. In Croatian, that means we shall see. Welcome. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Well, I am just Jiggy Fabulous. How are you? Who am I talking to?
G Fabulous as well.
Well,
my name is Samuel. My name is Samuel.
Your name is Samuel?
Correct.
Well, tell me why you called in.
Well, Kathy, for one thing, from one performer to another, I want to say bonjour, hello. How are you?
Oh, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Big Apple, the place where if you make it there, you make it anywhere, New York City.
Oh, New York. Samuel, I love New York. I love it with a passion.
Myself as well. Yes, that's why I'm here.
Tell me, what do you do? Are you an actress?
I am an artisan. And my father, actually, yes, I'm an artisan. I make artisanal things. soaps and other the items one can use for hygiene mostly, but in a fun, uh-huh. creative, imaginative way.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been on the stage?
Yes, I have. I was off Broadway for many years, and I hate to tell you, I came so close to making it on Broadway, and it's just the way the industry is. It didn't come to fruition.
And how did you feel about that?
Well, initially, I was, of course, devastated. It took me many years to get over it, to be honest with you, Kathy. And mm-hmm. once I did, however, I found myself coming out the other end a much stronger person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead, dear.
No, I called to hear what you have to say, so you, please, go ahead.
About upsets, about marriage, about relations. You see, I love theater.
Yes.
I come from an immigrant background. My
uh-huh.
mother and father came from Europe at the turn, in the early 1900s. And, Samuel, that was a time when children were to be seen and not heard.
Right.
And my mother and father, they had five children, but Ma Pawn always said that she had four children and Catherine, because I always had a better way. I always wanted to sing and dance, so I would sneak off to the forbidden Red Hill, and I would take my shoes off, and I would climb that Red Hill, and I would sing and dance my heart out, because I knew I had no role models. This is what is really fascinating. Must be past lives. Could be that my father always say that, Katica, you remind me of my sestrica. That's Catherine. You remind me of my sister in Europe. She was an actress. And if she didn't show up at a party, the party was canceled. So
right.
My heart is still on the stage. In fact, if I may, I know all of you, marriage and relationships, get over it. You could log on to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on August 28th and read the show, How to Keep Your Relationship Strong. And what you did was assess your strengths, and you let go of the disappointments, but you learned from them. I was fortunate enough to have a gym teacher take me by the hand. She knew that I belonged on the stage. And can you imagine? At the age of 11, I was introduced to classical ballet.
Wow.
And my parents did not have the money, but I earned a scholarship. And here I am, this little girl, cleaning toilets, running to get food for everyone so that I could study the art of body discipline. I then decided to audition. Now, a year later, I'm only 12. I decided to audition for the ballet troupes that were entertaining at the state and the local fairs. How I got me from the south side of Chicago all the way downtown on Clark Street, took a bus, whatever I took, climbed up those stairs, and I made the audition. Now I'm 12. I didn't tell my mom what I was doing. And they said, well, your mother and father are going to have to sign a release. So I was perfect at temper tantrums. Man, I threw the biggest temper tantrum in the world because I needed to dance. But let me tell you what made my marriage great and my life great. I followed my heart.
Right.
I went out and I danced, and I had all of these older dancers. I was the baby. I even had a chaperone. And for 5 years, it was glorious. But times were gentler then. Then I decided that, I don't know if I want to be on point for the rest of my life. Well, one thing led to another, and I married a silver fox. He's an iron worker. I come from
you.
The world. I come from the world of haute couture.
Yes.
And classical ballet, I was in high fashion. I did everything, but I followed my heart. The people that I grew up with, they still don't understand me. And all of you out there, when I talked earlier and I said that Shakespeare said the world is a stage and we're all actors and actresses, and he said you wear a mask. No, we wear different hats. And if you're all there, very unhappy, telling the same story over and over again, and expecting different results, it will never happen. But I have
Kathy,
good fortune. What, dear?
You were speaking of your parents, and I myself was very lucky to have my mother. Unfortunately, passed away when I was quite young, which is not something obviously I'm fortunate to have happened. But I was fortunate to have a father who he himself was in the arts. He was a musician, and he's still alive. And I drew inspiration from him because for many years he worked in a political field, in a landscape dealing daily with politics, and it crushed his soul. I have to tell you, it was not what he wanted to do. It was not a lifestyle he wished to bring his children up around. And he went back to his music. And today, what he does, he made a marriage of both worlds. He created a marriage of both worlds in which he now writes political songs. And it has changed his life, Kathy. It has completely changed his life.
So how old is he now?
He's in his 70s.
70s? Oh, he's still young. Do you know that 80 and 90 are shaping the future? You're all grandfathers.
Yes.
Now, what
yes.
you need to do, I want you to just take a little break. There is another caller, and, oh, bless their hearts.
Well, I'll tell you, just before I let you go, my father is here. He's listening. He would love to show you a bit of what he does with this fabulous instrument he has before him.
What's the instrument?
The piano that he's played all his
oh,
life.
Oh, let's hear it. Of course. Let's.
All
what's
right.
his name?
His name is Mark.
Mark, welcome. Dobro jutro.
All right. I'm going to get him on the phone. Dad, you ready? He's ready. Okay, hit it.
Okay, go ahead.
Goodbye, Hillary. Goodbye, Obama. You have caused us only trauma. As you lie to us, not transparent. You're no leaders, you're just really dirty cheaters.
Well, that wasn't what I quite expected. Samuel, are you there?
Hillary Clinton looks like hell. She doesn't sleep at night.
No. I don't
bill.
Want to put
but
you
bill
off the phone.
There.
No, dear, no. We can't have that. I wanted something Tchaikovsky, Prokofiev, and you have totally disappointed me. And all of you on there, I apologize.
Dear.
I apologize. Let me speak to the other caller. Hello. Hi there.
To fight the terrorist looming who dress like some goonie.
Hello.
With strategies to end the radical
blood. Hi there.
I
can't get him off the phone. Can't get him off. Oh, why? Samuel, why did you have to ruin a beautiful thing? That, I am so totally, totally disappointed in you. And I was really excited about perhaps finding out more about you. But that's over with. I do not allow any political stuff on my show, and it was in poor taste. And I apologize to all of my listeners. I had no idea. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the other caller, please call in again. I just clicked everyone off because that was not my intention to keep Samuel on the air that long, only to be totally disappointed. But let me introduce you to my sponsors. Live with Kathy. I really think of them as my partners. I absolutely adore them. And if you want to be part of the consortium, my way, Oh, dear. All right, I'm going to take this call because this person did wait forever and ever, and I do hope that it's going to be enjoyable. Hi there. Hello.
Texas was born in Texas.
Okay. Oh, no. What on earth is the matter with all of you? Didn't I tell you that when you call in, you must weigh in on the topic? Are you that needy? Do not call in again because I have your telephone numbers and I will watch for it and I will not allow it. Now, if you want to be, by the way, I'm an expert at what I do and talk radio is one of my genres, along with being on the stage. Love Letters, a new genre in fundraising. So I don't know. How happy are you? Are you going to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? I don't know the purpose of your business, your service, your product. I don't know how you're branding. But you see, in business today, change is constant. And it's a must to know when to shift strategies. So if you want to be part of this exciting learning curve, because Blog Talk Radio is a great marketing tool, but it's a learning curve, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. That's Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. And if you want to write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois. And then be sure and log on to simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Manly Men, Ironworkers, and Impact. Titanic's Bridging the Future. Giant Titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better world. Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Find out more? Log on impact-net.org. And they do have their own TV show, Impact TV, I-M-P-A-C-T, and then lowercase v. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International. On September 4th, I'm going to have Eric Dean, the new general president of Ironworkers International. Huh. Did you know that Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Did you know that the Dom Perignon of the trades? I don't know, do you want a job or a career? It's your choice. It's your choice. Log on, ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. 2009 National Gold Medal Award. They were the winners for excellence. And they have a 50-plus consortium directed by Rika Cuff. She's brilliant. Bored and lonely? You're not enjoying your life. You're not enjoying your marriage. Or your relationships, pick up the mirror and say hello. Contact your park districts, your senior centers, your libraries, and for your voice, Toastmasters International. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your identity. Your signature. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. I don't think you'd be listening to me too long if this is what I sounded like. By the way, I'm available for seminar, for speeches. I travel all over the world, and I custom design my shows to accommodate you, and the rates are individually assessed. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. If you have a little tax or financial issue, you could email Greg at ahtax@ameritech.net. Don't tell me that looks don't matter. Why in America, why do they devalue age more than any other nation in the world? Why at the age of 50, 60, 70, 80, you're in God's waiting room? Do you really want to see some gorgeous older women? Gorgeous, log on to Senior Pageants. They are an example. They're an inspiration to all of you that have always dreamed of being on the runway, not only in haute couture, but in the pageants. And when you go to simplyageless.net, click on my pageant page. But looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. There's a psychological and physiological effect. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. But I have a unit. You see, beauty is inside out. I know how to neutralize the free radical damage in my body. But the face has muscles. And if there's a muscle, it needs to be exercised. I know that Father Time and Mother Nature and gravity are waiting in the wings, but they ain't going to get me. Do you know about a slant board? Do you know that there is a handheld unit from Italy? Bruno on Dancing with the Stars. I just loved him because he was so Italian and so in love with love. Did you know that this unit is so affordable? Tua Viso. TUA-VISO. Do you want to find out more about it? Log on spaamazing.com and then log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 26th and hear how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. And I don't care what your age is. And men, this is for you. I don't care what your ethnicity is. You will learn all about this method that a doctor in 40 years ago, 1975, said that aging is on a cellular level. Hallelujah! The world of Tua and beyond. SpaAmazing.com. And then get the book. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. Toxic negative thinking. And then you wonder why your marriage is unhappy. Can you imagine living with a person that's always negative about everything? Get the book and learn how to turn that into positive energy with power. And when people start to see the change in you, they're going to want to know what your formula was. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And you want to start your own business? Having trouble paying your bills? Oh, it's 28th. Are you going to have more month of August than money? Did I pique your interest? Want to be your own boss? Do you want the formula that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money? You know how to get in touch with me. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Oh, and darlings, I have to go to the PSAs. I was outraged this morning when I picked up the paper. Here it is in the Chicago Tribune, August 28th business. IRS impersonators stole $21.5 million over the phone. Victims have lost an average of about $5,000, and one individual lost more than $500,000. It's a way to steal taxpayers' money. In this, no, darling, I'm telling you right now, you're scammed. If they call, hang up. The IRS does not contact people by telephone. It's usually by mail. Don't you dare give out any information. It's your money. And that's what they want. But you've earned it the old-fashioned way you worked for it. It's abuse. It is abuse, along with domestic, verbal, and emotional. It's a crime. The Illinois domestic hotline number, 877-863-6338. And the national is 800-799-7233. Scam and, honey, they're pros at Sweet Talk. They want your money. They'll do anything to get it. Hang up. Did you hear me? Hang up, call the police. Find out who they are. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And, okay, 661, let's see what you have. Let's see what your story is. And if I'm not happy, I'm going to just take you off the air. Hi there, who am I talking to? Hello? Hello?
Stronger coming up.
What is it with you people? And this is another one. Let's see, area code 661. Get a life. Now, let's talk about keeping your relationship strong. First, assess your strengths. Are you holding on to the past? Can you forgive and then forget? That's what I gave the tips for healthy aging. That was yesterday. Now, on the 25th, Dr. Kenneth Misetich from Loyola University, he happens to be my nephew, he's brilliant, we did a show on caregiving, a noble mission. And then Tuesday, I did the World of Tua. Yesterday, tips for healthy aging. And today, oh, it's all about you and your life and your marriage. Staying together as a couple is challenging as any age, but it appears to be getting more difficult for older adults. Divorces among adults ages 50 and older have doubled since 1990. You'll have a better chance of staying together no matter what your age if you work at keeping your relationship healthy. And getting older, there are so many changes. Can you take inventory? Can you let go of old issues? Couples coping with physical change. For goodness sake, you got up this morning. Did you say, good morning, God? Or was it good God morning? Can you stay active? Stay social and have special things that Bill shoots pool. The Silver Fox, 4 days a week he is shooting pool to keep his cognitive issues alive. And I want him to be with men. And they laugh and they talk. Can you date? Do you date each other? A lot of couples, when they have children, stop dating. But how about getting creative by keeping dating alive in your later years? You're moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new portals, new vistas, new opportunities to enter and enjoy. Get all dressed up. Take a cruise. Hold hands. Walk the deck at midnight. Say, I love you. Keep outside interests. So important. And then come together and share. The Silver Fox and I have our cocktails, our Adonis and Adonis and Goddess on our lanai. And we say, how did your day go? Let's talk. Until Tuesday, make it a great weekend. Au revoir.